So besides the creation of Homeland Security itself, I mean, what do you think has been the most significant change in government since 9/11, and especially since you were so deeply involved in it?
Well, I think what we've seen over the last 10 years is much more coordination and joint planning between the federal agencies, and more importantly, between the federal government and state and local governments. That has always been an important part of it. We've seen much more of it in the last decade, and it's a trend that needs to continue.
And looking at FEMA, it seems like there's been a pretty significant change in doctrine for what FEMA does and how it operates since 9/11, and maybe even more so since Katrina, which is kind of like 9/11-2 in many ways in terms of the federal government. Explain how you think that has worked.
Well, the evolution over the last decade, certainly, and quite frankly, even over the last 25 years, has been towards certainly more federal involvement in disasters of many sizes. However, I think one of the things that we've learned both post-9/11 and post-Katrina is that it's not something that any level of government or FEMA itself can do alone. Administrator Fugate talks about the whole community, and it's really important that FEMA is a part of that whole community, helping to orchestrate and to coordinate the federal agencies that are supporting state and local governments. But everybody has a role, government, private sector, nonprofit groups, and even individuals. And I think if the continued push in the direction of building that team aspect of it has been one of the most successful pieces of the last 10 years or so.
And one missing piece in that whole team effort, and especially the emergency response effort, and you keep hearing this, is and something that was in the 9/11 report also, was that we still don't have interoperable communications at just at the basic radio level. Why do you suppose that has not happened yet, and what will it take to make it happen?
Well, the technology is there certainly to do it, and certainly the priorities of all levels of government and different organizations, they set their budgets, they set their requirements. I think what we've seen is an increased level of coordination and cooperation, certainly increased communications capabilities. There's now joint interoperability planning. I think the challenge, too, is the fact that many of the systems that are out there are legacy systems. It takes time to replace them. It takes time to prioritize how you're going to spend those budget dollars, especially in tight fiscal times. And so we're working through a process that's likely going to take several more years before there's a highest level of interoperability. But quite frankly, in most of our major communities now, that interoperability level has increased significantly since 9/11.
Although it seems like we missed maybe a major opportunity for acquiring equipment at the state and local level, since for several years after 9/11, the coffers of state and local governments were booming, and now they're pretty dry.
Well, certainly the budget fiscal times of today and the last several years have been tight. However, prior to that, certainly grant money was available from the federal government to state and local governments, but there were a lot of needs, just, you know, not even communications related. There were planning needs, there was training, there was exercise, other types of equipment. And in many cases, communities had to prioritize to what they perceived as their biggest capability need. And they did so quite effectively, but it's certainly you can't raise every level of every capability equally at the same time, given the limited number of dollars available.
We're speaking with Mark O'Born. He is a Booz Allen Hamilton principal and former FEMA Policy and Program Analysis Director. And let's talk for a minute about continuity of operations and threat planning among for federal agencies themselves, because certainly before 9/11, Oklahoma City showed us that that continuity of operations and emergency planning is something agencies need to do for their own selves. How has that come along, do you think, in the last few years?
Especially in the last 6 years or so, that has increased its level of scrutiny and certainly effort. The continuity of operations is no longer just a small group of folks at the at FEMA or anywhere else that are working on it. It's actually every agency that has responsibility for developing its own continuity of operations, its ability to have an alternate a location to work from, the ability to notify employees about who's essential and who isn't during a crisis, the idea to have alternate communications, alternate computer system capabilities to immediately transfer those over in the event of a problem that may not allow an agency to work from the location that it's normally at. Big changes over the last several years, especially with the implementation of some of the Homeland Security policy directives on continuity that broadened out who needs to be part of that process.
Dependency on contractors has grown somewhat in the last number of years, and it seems like in the last couple of years the relationship between government and contracting has been kind of a love-hate situation. But what role can contractors like Booz Allen and your competitors play in preparedness and continuity of operations should some disaster strike an agency somewhere?
Well, the interesting, having sat on both sides of the fence, the love-hate relationship goes back for, you know, a century. But the simple fact of the matter is we at Booz Allen Hamilton are really pleased to be able to have the opportunity to support our federal clients in helping them think through these decisions and think through these programs. The federal government has tremendously capable people. We like to be able to bring some unique thinking to the process and certainly be there to support the mission of the agencies that we work with. That's really what we've been all about and what we continue to do. We've been privileged to help serve since the beginning of the Department of Homeland Security, working with many of the components, and we'd like, you know, as we move forward, we want to be able to continue to provide them with that highest level of service to really kind of address their most challenging problems. And I think that's been the, you know, certainly the benefit of federal contract support to the federal government for many years now, and believe it to be the hallmark going forward.
Now, 10th anniversaries are often taking stock times. That's certainly true of the upcoming 9/11 anniversary. Looking ahead in the next couple of months and years ahead, maybe the next decade ahead, what emerging areas or areas they haven't thought about as carefully yet do you think agencies should be focusing on in terms of preparedness and COOP and all those things?
Well, certainly continuity of operations for both government and business is important. Certainly personal preparedness for families and their communities is never something to be taken lightly. But I think there are a couple of areas that are very important. One is cybersecurity moving forward, making sure that we are protecting the systems that government has, the private industry has, in order to communicate, provide information, and quite frankly, run the society that we live in. Cyber is a huge risk, and certainly that's being recognized. It's being addressed by many agencies, both at state, federal, and certainly the private sector level. I think the other thing that's important is that there's a premium now and will be going forward, especially in constrained budget times, for figuring out how to coordinate, work together, and cooperate amongst agencies and amongst levels of government, perhaps even at a higher level than what we've seen in the last decade. Not everybody is going to have the financial resources to solve every problem, and so they need to find creative ways to prioritize what the greatest challenges are. And in the Homeland Security world, certainly being vigilant to the cyber threat, being vigilant to the threat of natural disaster and the planning that is required that goes into addressing both of those problems is where the future is headed.